Our final presentation today, electromobility solutions for modern haul trucks. Our presenter is Daniel Robertson, business manager for Mobile Mine Equipment North America, Siemens. How about a warm welcome for Daniel?
I want to take some time today and I want to talk to you about electromobility solutions for modern haul trucks. So we talked a little bit about today, thinking outside of the box. And I think in this regard, it's thinking about not how the world is today or not how the drive system is today, but how it could be. So if we consider, we know the job we have to do. What if we could do it more efficiently than how we're doing now? What if we could do it by eliminating some of the waste that we have to put up with now, or we have to somehow handle? What if we had a way to ensure that we had our energy source where we needed it, when we needed it, without the need to transport it? So what if we were able to move away from fossil fuels and carbon emissions? And that's the topic of today, is electromobility solutions for modern haul trucks. So electromobility, what is that? I think in general it is a term that describes the development of electric drive systems and a move away from the fossil fuels and carbon emissions. So basically the drive technology and charging solutions for mobility. There's several examples. Maybe you guys have a hybrid vehicle or you've ridden in one before. But one would be the hybrid electrical vehicle. So this is going to have, is characterized by the internal combustion engine plus onboard batteries. Okay, so this is, we're gonna call this a hybrid. Then there's a plug-in hybrid, which is virtually the same thing. It just has the ability to be charged from an offboard energy source. And then we have the all-electric systems or the battery electric vehicles. Okay? So to level set ourselves here, I wanted to show a little bit of the traditional drive system. I won't spend too much time on this. It may change in the orientation, but it has the same basic components where we have this internal combustion engine, which is driving this torque converter through this drive shaft or cardan, through the transmission, differential, and finally the gearboxes. So there's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of efficiency losses here. There's a lot of maintenance to be had here. So don't want to talk about that too much. I want to move on to the next phase, which is the electric vehicle. And for this discussion, we'll assume AC, okay? So from our electric vehicle, we're still using the same internal combustion engine. It's coupled directly to an alternator, which is going to produce a three-phase voltage. It's rectified and then performs the basis of our DC link from which we will drive our variable frequency drives and ultimately the traction motor and the final drive. So in this case, we are replacing a lot of the mechanical drivetrain with the electrical drive system. And so one of the benefits that we're going to get immediately is a higher efficiency from the static drives here. These are about 99% efficient. Okay. And so now we have the rotating components of the alternator and then the traction motors here. We also now have the ability for electrical braking, okay? So we talked earlier, our number one enemy, numero uno, was heat. Now we can use electrical braking in place of the mechanical braking or at least in emergency cases. So we have, from electrical braking, you could minimize the size of the mechanical brake. We're using a dry brake there, or you can maintain a wet brake and just use it frequently, only in emergency. So what we have had to add now is this chopper and the brake resistor. Because when we are regenerating the energy back to our DC link, we have nowhere for it to go. So in this case, we're not being very good stewards of this energy, and we're just burning it off in the form of heat. Okay, the next topology I wanted to show was with the trolley system. Okay, in this case, we still have the internal combustion engine here, but we have a parallel source where we are connecting to an off-board catenary system where we have the energy source there, and we're able to take DC power directly through the pantograph, ultimately the trolley box, which is on board the system, and then directly to our DC link. So from this configuration, we have increased productivity, and we have decreased fuel consumption. How's that? Because the trolley line is typically put on grade. And this is where we're consuming the most fuel, and it takes the most power for carrying our load uphill. So in this scenario, we're able to take all the power directly from the catenary. I don't know if anyone's ever ridden on a trolley truck before, but it's a little bit eerie that you are accelerating up the hill and the engine is idling. So we're able to save about 70% of the fuel efficiency by using the trolley on the grade and just idling the engine. Okay. Also, when we're taking the power from the line, we're able to propel the truck faster. For the design of the electrical system, we have to ensure that we have the braking capability here to bring the system to a halt very quickly. There's actually more braking power than we're able to drive with propel through the engine, because the engine is not rated to deliver that power directly to the motors. So when we're coming from overhead, we can get about 25% more power, and we can go up the hill about 25% faster. So we're getting productivity, we're getting fuel savings, higher efficiency, pretty good solution. However, this is it's not for every location. We have a mine profile calculator, which will help the mine determine whether or not trolley is for them. Typically, because of the cost of the overhead line, it's suitable for deeper mines with a constant haul road, and where they maybe have difficulty of getting the fuel and very low energy cost. So this solution has been around since the 90s, but has not taken over the industry, right? Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about how we can use this today in a different configuration. Okay, so next, we'll get to the hybrid electrical vehicle. So now we have added onboard battery box here. So now we have an additional DC to DC chopper to be able to control this battery box. So for the first time, now we have somewhere where we can take this regenerative energy. We can take this now when we're braking and put it to our onboard battery box. So we get increased efficiency in this manner. We also have the ability to get increased productivity, because we can use from this parallel source when we're still taking the full power from the engine, we can add to it what's coming from the battery box to give it a boost, to be able to go uphill faster. With the battery box comes an energy management system, because we have some choices on how we use it. We could use it for increased productivity, or we could use it for increased efficiency. So we could maintain the same speed, but have the engine run at a lesser load. Beauty of this system is that there's no off-board infrastructure required. We talked a little bit about the trolley and that the investment in putting that trolley line. So here, for just one truck, you could have your energy storage from here, and you would, but you'd be limited in what you could do with it. Because when we're sizing the battery here, let's say we size it to optimize the retard, so that we can, we need a certain amount just to capture this. We are not going to be able to go up the hill fully loaded with just this amount of energy. We still need this engine. And if our goal is to be able to eliminate the need for fossil fuels, then this solution isn't going to do it. if we optimize the battery just for the recharge energy here. Conversely, if we were to increase the size of the battery box so that it has the total amount of energy that it needs to be able to get that haul truck up the hill, we would never be able to charge it only from the braking energy here. It's because a typical mine, the profile you're going to be hauling uphill and returning downhill. So if we assume a loaded to empty ratio of 3:1, you'll only be able to regenerate about 25% maximum of what you were using to motor up the hill. Okay? So in this case, the only way that we have our first charge-discharge imbalance here, and we would have to use the engine anyway to provide a charging to be able to charge up this system. So we're still not reaching our goal. We're still very dependent upon that engine. Okay? So we go to our next topology here, and this is with the off-board charging stations. Okay, so in this step, we have successfully eliminated the internal combustion engine and all the systems associated with it. However, we have a pretty significant size battery box to be able, it still has to go up that hill, right? So we've had to size it to be able to do that. In general, if we're taking a 2,600 horsepower engine, that's 1.8 kilowatts, and we need a significant battery, especially when we're talking with lithium ion batteries. We need a significant size of battery here to be able to do that. So all the gains that we've done by eliminating the weight of the fuel and the weight of the engine, we've compensated for by now the weight of the batteries. Okay? And in addition to that, we need time for charging. The lithium-ion batteries take some time to charge. So this is where certain technologies or certain ideas for battery swapping and things like this come into play, because otherwise you are introducing significant downtime into your cycle. So the system is available less, your productivity is impacted. So this consideration of the charging stations with lithium-ion batteries is a non-starter. However, and this is the exciting part, this is the game changer, I wanted to point this out, the LTO batteries. Okay, if you haven't heard of it, look that up later. In general, LTO, it's a type of lithium ion battery, but it's lithium titanate oxide. And what it does is it takes the crystals that are on the surface of the anode, which gives it much more surface area and allows it to charge much faster than a standard lithium-ion battery, up to 6 times as fast. Okay, this is the game changer. This is the game changer for a couple of reasons. This, first of all, the weight, the system that we were talking about earlier, of 1,800 kilowatts here. This is a big battery, right? So now we have the ability to charge and discharge 6 times faster. The size of that system can also go down 6 times. Okay? So now we've reduced a lot of weight, and because the charging is much faster, then also any downtime associated with charging it is also much faster. Okay? So throwing out a lot of considerations here for the different types of systems, we gotta weigh these things and compare these things. So one thing to point out with that, if we're charging fast, if we're using maybe it's 500 amps to be able to charge these things, this is not an inexpensive charger, right? This is a very expensive charger, and you would need these charging stations set up strategically throughout your mine in order to optimize and make sure that the systems are always charged. Perhaps the charging comes off a substation near where the shovel is. Perhaps the charging takes place where they're queuing. Perhaps it takes place before you go up the hall, up the ramp. Okay, but there's a lot of considerations for that. Oftentimes, what makes something revolutionary, and earlier we were seeing a little bit of the change, putting that sizer in to be able to optimize the shovel truck operation. It wasn't one idea that did that. It was combining a couple of ideas in order to make something truly revolutionary. And that is the next one that I like to show. We're going to go back to the trolley system. The trolley system before had a lot of advantages. We're able to go uphill faster. We're able to consume less fuel. The increased efficiency. There was a lot of benefits to that, but it wasn't suitable for every location. But now, if we strategically place that the overhead catenary on the haul section going up, and combine that with these fast charge technology for the batteries, we can power our inverters in order to be able to go up the ramp and with increased speed, and use that time to charge our batteries directly from the overhead line. So now, our system no longer needs to be able to generate that maximum power for going uphill. It just needs to be able to generate the energy required for driving downhill or on the flat. So now we've reduced the size of our battery system again. And this is what I like to call the killer app for trolley. This is, you know, with a BEV, with being able to eliminate the fuel, with being able to use the trolley line in every mine, in every location. So this is the game changer. Okay, so in conclusion, what is electromobility? It is the drive technology and charging solutions for mobility. There's a lot of benefits. The benefits from higher productivity, higher efficiency, lower operating costs, lower maintenance costs, less carbon gas emissions, and less noise. So in summary, the future of mobility is electric. Okay? All right. I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to mention that tomorrow we are hosting the coffee break. So, and for that, you'll see the coffee cups with our brand on there, with our claim on there for Ingenuity for Life. So this is basically using cleverness, using your ability to solve the world's problems and to make real what matters. And so that seems claim is to create the value for our customers, employees, and society. So. That's it. Are there any questions?
These batteries exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We have several applications now where we are applying these from the smallest underground utility vehicles to some mid-range, or let's say 60-ton underground haul trucks, and we are we're growing with technology to the largest of the haul trucks as well.
Any other questions?
My best customer.
You're saying that the electric system has higher efficiency.
Yes.
So what's the number?
Well, you have to multiply everything all the way through, but for the drive system itself, it's about 99%. For the motors, you're going to be 93, 92, something like this. And then for the trolley lines, all this is also in that 99%.
Okay, thank you.
In my understand, the electrical system will lose energy in order to convert the state of the energy from the diesel engine through the wheels.
Yes.
Instead of the mechanical system, it's the same state of energy. So I think it's more efficiency. Talking about this, it's right?
Right. So you're saying that the electrical drive is more efficient than the mechanical drive to take the...
The electrical drive system loses more energy.
I see what you're saying. What would you, what do you give the mechanical efficiency to be?
What
would you say the mechanical efficiency?
The
Well, the mechanical system lost less energy because it doesn't have to convert the state or to the energy from the engine to the final wheels, to move the wheels.
But there are losses along every step of the way there. When we're showing that drivetrain, so there are losses along every step of the way, right?
Okay.
So, okay. Good? Different perspective, okay.
All right. So this concludes this afternoon's session. Thank you, Daniel. And like I said this morning, we'll start the same way tomorrow.